Hello, and welcome to our midweek message. Hope you can turn with me to Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. As you're turning, Jesus is in this passage, sharing the final instructions with his disciples, his apostles, his followers, before he ascends to the Father. He ascends, like he rises up in the air and goes to the Father. And he says to them, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth," or to the uttermost part. And Jesus says, you're going to receive power, something within you that is going to give you everything you need to be my witnesses in every part on the planet. Everywhere on the planet will hear, because the Holy Spirit is going to be with you as you go. Now, obviously, we know from reading the book of Acts that the Holy Spirit working in those original followers of Christ did many miracles. Amazing stuff happened throughout the book of Acts, and that is a part of this. But power in this particular verse is focused on the power to die. Yeah, the power to die. Did you ever think you'd need power to die? Maybe I should put it this way. The Holy Spirit in us gives us the power to die well. That is, to not just snuff out, but to actually go out in a blaze of glory, of heavenly glory, where other people can see Christ in us, the hope of glory. And this is the challenge that their walk with God culminated in. When Jesus told them, every one of you is going to die for being a follower of mine. And if John here doesn't, I'm in John chapter 21 now, if the apostle John lingers and stays around till he dies of old age, what is that to the rest of you? It means nothing. Just know this, if you follow me, you're going to die for me, but I'm going to put the Holy Spirit in you, and he's going to be with you so that when your moment to die comes, you'll be able to do it with the power of God at work in you, giving you peace, giving you strength, sustaining you through what could be a terrifying situation, and giving you hope of glory to carry you through that time. Well, that's a challenge right there, right? For all of us that are followers of Jesus Christ, that we would learn how to walk with him and depend upon the Holy Spirit so that when our time comes to die, we would die well. But it's not the end of it. As a matter of fact, Paul over in chapter 3 begins to talk about all of the ways that he had died or had let go of things in this life while he was still living. And he says in verse 8 of Philippians chapter 3, "Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I might gain Christ." And this is his focus. So while it's true that Jesus says, I'm going to send my Holy Spirit, he's going to give you power to die well so that you can be my witnesses in all of these places, it is also true that Paul himself is challenged in his walk with God to die daily. Now, I don't think that means the other apostles weren't. They were as well, but Paul displays it a little bit clearer in his writings that he is challenged to die daily and to lay aside all things for the surpassing glory of knowing Jesus Christ. And that the Holy Spirit would give him that calling and that assurance and that ability to be able to lay down things that up to that point had been in his entire life. All of his identity and everything about him had been measured by these things. And then he comes to Christ and he says, now, Christ in me, the hope of glory, the Holy Spirit residing inside of me, gives me this calling and this confidence to lay down anything I need to lay down so that I can come to know Jesus. And not only just to be close to him, but he says in verse 10 of Philippians chapter 3, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and may share his sufferings, becoming like him in his death. Paul had a view of dying well, but he also had a view of dying daily so that he can come to know Christ even better. I hope that you will also have the power to die well. Have a great week.